We are joined now by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Charlotte Lamb, also of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and Molly Drake with Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. Meg, Charlotte, Molly, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And we're here talking about environmental sustainability today. And Charlotte, I want to start with you because you're the one who is putting together something called Sustainable Spotlight, which is looking at downtown businesses and the work they do to be environmentally sustainable, right?
Correct. At the Downtown Partnership, we do a lot to promote our downtown businesses. And I think that the environmental aspect was one thing that we weren't harping on and really bringing to light with the community. There's a lot of really great forward-thinking things that are happening, and we just wanted to really highlight them and make it just another reason to get people to come downtown and really enjoy what we have right here.
So what actually is the Sustainable Spotlight?
The Sustainable Spotlight is an article that will be written monthly from March through May. And it just kind of tells people what's happening at the businesses that we've selected and why we think that they are doing a great job and really promoting great green environmental values and why we should continue to support them.
Awesome. So that has launched, and the first spotlighted business is Top of the Hill Restaurant, which we all know right in downtown Chapel Hill. So let me turn to Molly Drake, who is event coordinator and marketing manager at the aforementioned Top of the Hill. So you're the first spotlight business. What does Topo do on a daily basis to promote sustainability and also just to be sustainable in day-to-day practice?
Sure. Well, as you know, Top of the Hill has a lot of kind of different ventures. We have the brewery, of course, in the restaurant, the distillery, which opened in 2012. And throughout all of our ventures throughout the restaurant and anything else we're doing, we really try and focus on using local ingredients, being locally sourced. The distillery especially really prides themselves on being all local and organic. They're 100 miles grain to glass, all of the wheat used in all of the spirits that we produce, which is gin, whiskey, and vodka. All of that grain comes from a local family-owned farm in Scotland Neck, North Carolina. So we try really hard to just use as many local ingredients as we can. We know that's super important to environmental sustainability. And we try and recycle things when we can as well.
Recycling is something I think we all know. What is it about staying local that's particularly useful for sustainability?
So it helps cut down on a lot of things, particularly like gas usage and shipping. Also, it's just a way of supporting your community as well, and that's kind of something that we feel strong about, is being connected to our community partners.
And I guess staying local means sort of like local small farms as opposed to the big industrial farms, right?
Exactly, yeah. We work with a lot of family farms, try and be as North Carolina-based as possible.
Awesome. You said grain to glass there, so what actually does that mean? I like that phrase.
Yeah. So that just means that pretty much right how it sounds, everything that goes into any of our spirits, excepting the juniper for the gin, that's not grown in the South, but everything else is from within a 100-mile radius of us. So, you know, whether it's the wheat or any of the other botanicals used in the spirits, we source that as locally as possible and try and make it a real kind of North Carolina product.
Awesome. Speaking with, you heard Molly Drake there with Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery, Charlotte Lamb, again, with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, who's putting together the Sustainable Spotlight this spring. Meg McGurk is also with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And how important is sort of promoting sustainability in general for the Downtown Partnership's mission, which is sort of first and foremost promoting local business? Business, but sort of promoting the values that bring people to Chapel Hill in the first place, right?
So, part of our marketing very much for downtown businesses is always is focused on buy local, right? Support local businesses, locally owned, operated businesses, because that's something our community values. And one of the pieces that we were missing of our community values was environmental sustainability, which is very big for our community throughout our county. And Charlotte really made that connection for us by taking those community values and marrying them with how we could market our businesses. And she came up with this idea of really exploring what businesses were using sustainable practices, and then what could we do with that knowledge. And it was promote them, promote it to our community, share that story. And I have to say, the 100 miles grain to glass is going to be my new favorite when I talk about Top of the Hill Distillery. That is really great.
And Charlotte, thanks. Should mention, you're an intern with Downtown Partnership. So what's your background? Are you a UNC student?
Yes, okay. I am a senior UNC student, a environmental studies major, and an urban planning and geography minor. So we're just starting to wrap things up at school now and get ready for the next step.
Very cool. So back to the Sustainable Spotlight, just in general, we talked about what Topo does. What are you finding that other businesses do to be sustainable?
One thing that we found is a lot of diversity in the responses. We have a church, we have Top of the Hill, we've heard from a clothing store. So what I think we're really finding is that areas that you might not think are considering their environmental sustainability really are, and they have great things to put down on paper that we're really excited to uncover.
Awesome. Back to Molly, because you mentioned staying local, you mentioned recycling. I want to talk about the apiary that's right on top of the roof to sort of promote the bee population here in Chapel Hill, which is something that you would never think of. Oh, yeah, the local distillery is also doing this work to promote the bee population, but you're doing that too.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's just Bee Apiary. They have a hive on the roof of the distillery. I believe they have several other hives around the community as well in the Chapel Hill area. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that just sprung out of a partnership or a friendship between Esteban McMahon, who is our spirit guide at the distillery, was friends with the folks over at Just Bee Apiary and offered to use our space. And it's really nice because they have their hive there. And then in turn, we use a lot of the Just Bee Apiary honey in our dishes at Top of the Hill. Anything that uses honey, that's where we get it from.
Cool. So Charlotte, what else can businesses do, or what else are businesses doing? We talked about staying local. We talked about recycling. What else can businesses do to be sustainable?
Start little.
Mm-hmm.
It's always hard to kind of think large when you get to, you know, looking at money and like the steps you might have to take. Mm-hmm. But if you just make one step each day, then in the end it'll turn out right in the right direction. One thing that's really great is Orange County Waste Management Services is partnering with a private company that's actually doing food compost pickup at some of our downtown businesses. So that was something I found that really reduces waste. It's free for the company as long as they meet certain requirements with how much food waste they're producing and the type of food waste that it is. So that gives them the opportunity to divert food waste that would have gone to the landfill and instead be turned into fertilizer or compost soil and just really give it new life.
Cool. Where can people find out more about the Sustainable Spotlight feature?
Just at downtownchapelhill.org.
.com. He'll take you there, though.
Yeah. Downtownchapelhill.com. Go there and find the Sustainable Spotlight and everything else that the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership is doing. Meg, I want to let you wrap up. What else is going on downtown that people ought to know about?
Well, tomorrow morning, the Chamber is hosting a series that they call Lights, Camera, Advocacy at Silver Spot Theater, and all of the Downtown Partnership staff will be there presenting at 8 a.m. on everything that's going on downtown, so you have to come and find out. but also this weekend we're doing our rodeo on Rosemary, which is our first food truck rodeo downtown. And that's on Sunday from noon to 5 on East Rosemary Street. So that's our first one. We call it the first annual. We figured if we called it first annual that we'd have to do it
really
again.
Like set up the expectation.
but that's big news for us is we're testing that event. We haven't done that before. We haven't used that space before. We want to activate Rosemary more. So come on down to the rodeo.
It's like
Rosemary.
A dozen food trucks, right?
13 now.
13.
Yeah,
awesome.
Just squeeze the 13th truck in. Yes.
Awesome. So that's Sunday from noon to 5, so head on down to East Rosemary and check that out. But again, Sustainable Spotlight on downtownchapelhill.com. Go there and find out more. Charlotte, Molly, Meg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.